Welcome to the Life, Love, and Alzheimer's podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Dykovitz. I'm a writer, author, and mentor for people who have a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. If you have ever loved or lost someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, then you're in the right place. On this podcast, I will share stories, lessons, and insight from my Alzheimer's journey to help you cope with and grow from yours. This podcast won't change your circumstances, but it will change you. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Life, Love, and Alzheimer's podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Dykovitz. I'm so excited that you're here for this week's episode because I'm going to be talking about a very important topic, whether you are currently on an Alzheimer's or dementia journey, or if your journey has already ended and you're living life on the other side and trying to figure it out, wherever you are, beginning, middle, end, after this journey, this episode, this topic today is going to help you, and it's a very important topic. So with that being said, I am going to be talking about four sneaky things that steal your energy. As you know, whether you are currently on this journey or if you are on the other side, no matter where you are in life, you need energy to show up. You need energy to cope and deal with what you're going through. You need it to just get through the day. You need it to care for your loved one if you're still on this journey. And you just need it to deal with life and just get through the day, even if you're on the other side of this journey. So I'm going to talk about four sneaky things that are stealing your energy. And I will give examples of what that looks like and tips for how you can kind of plug these energy leaks that you may have in your life. So the first one I'm going to discuss is procrastination. This is definitely a very sneaky energy leak. It's something that we all do, but I don't think we realize how much of our energy it's actually taking away and how our energy is just kind of leaking and we don't even realize it. We don't realize that our energy is being spent on procrastinating. So what that might look like is if you have something that you need to do, whether it is making a phone call, scheduling an appointment. Maybe you went through your closet to get rid of some clothes, to get rid of some items, and you put it all in a trash bag, and you've just been driving around with that trash bag in the trunk of your car for weeks without actually taking it and donating it somewhere. I know I've definitely been guilty of doing that. If it's not in the trunk of my car, it's piling up in the guest bedroom, or maybe you just have a bunch of stuff piled up somewhere that you know you need to go through and organize it and put it away. I do this all the time with my dining room table. That's just kind of the place where everything goes to just pile up. Like if I don't know what I want to do with it yet, or I'm not ready to deal with it yet, I just pile all of that stuff up on my dining room table and it just sits there forever. Or maybe you need to clean your bathrooms. Maybe you need to go shopping for a gift for a wedding or a birthday or something that you have coming up. Maybe if you're caring for your loved one, maybe you need to look into adult daycare or assisted living facilities for them to possibly move into. Maybe you just need to look into other caregiving options. Maybe it's just a matter of making a phone call, anything like that, anything that you have on your to-do list that you've kind of put on the back burner and like you know you've been putting it on the back burner and you're just kind of like leaving it there hoping that it's going to go away. Well, I can promise you it's not just going to go away. The thing is not just going to do itself. The task is not just going to take care of itself. The problem is not just going to solve itself. And whether you realize it or not, just the act of putting these things off is sucking your energy. You are carrying this around with you, and it is in the back of your mind all day, every day, whether you realize it or not. You may not even know that you're thinking about this thing or worrying about how and when you're going to get it done, but it's taking up space in your brain and your energy is going toward that even when you don't realize it. And a way to tell this too is because you know how good it feels to just get some of that stuff done. Like when you make that phone call or schedule the appointment or finally donate that bag of clothes, you know that you feel better. You feel instantly better, like you just accomplished some huge achievement, some big milestone, like you just finished running a marathon. Like you feel so good about yourself when that thing is done. That is a clear way to tell that not doing that thing, procrastinating and putting it off forever and ever, hoping it'll go away, that is taking your energy and you don't even realize it until you've done the thing and then you feel so much better. So if that resonates with you, then I would like for you to just consider some of the things, like no matter how big or small, just some of the tasks and things that you have that you need to get done that you know you've been putting off, and just to consider that you are spending energy on these tasks. You're spending energy on putting off these tasks, even if you don't realize it. And you will really, truly feel so much better once you just get it done. The second thing that I want to talk about that is stealing your energy is not having boundaries. Boundaries is kind of like a hot topic right now that everyone talks about, having boundaries, enforcing boundaries, not having them. So not having boundaries is like answering the phone when it's really not a good time for you to talk. Saying yes when you really want to say no. Agreeing to do something that you know is just going to really stretch yourself very thin, and you don't really have the capacity or the ability to show up for that thing, but you say yes anyway because maybe you feel bad or you feel pressure to say yes. Not having boundaries is, you know, answering a phone call at 8 o'clock at night when you know you don't want to be answering the phone at 8 o'clock at night, or texting someone back when you really don't want to be texting someone that late at night. Doing any of those sorts of things is not having boundaries. And another example too is if you have a friend or a family member, somebody in your life that is constantly calling you to like unload on you. They're just venting, they're talking about whatever problem they have going on in their life, whether, you know, it's a family member venting about your shared Alzheimer's or dementia experience, or if it's just a friend or a coworker complaining to you about something else, something totally unrelated to Alzheimer's that they're going through. If you don't have the capacity to sit and listen and hold space and, you know, just be there for them and be there with them in their moment of venting, but you continue to listen and you continue to allow them to vent to you and unload on you, even if you're exhausted, even if you are going through your own shit and you just can't even deal with what they're talking about and what they're going through. But as long as you continue to let them vent to you and let them complain and let them, you know, go on and call you or text you all hours of the day and night, and you're answering the phone and letting them vent and complain about things, that is not having a boundary with that person. All of that, not having boundaries in any of those examples I just shared, it definitely steals your energy. You're spending your energy being there for that friend, that coworker, that family member, and listening to their vent or their complaining. That is taking your energy. And also saying yes when you really want to say no is taking your energy, because you know that you don't really want to agree to do that thing. You don't really want to say yes. You don't really want to make yourself available, but you're doing it anyway. And that is taking up your energy. You are spending your energy on all of these things in all of these ways and not spending it on yourself or what you need to do to get through whatever it is that you're currently going through. So not having boundaries with people is really taking your energy, even if you don't realize it or you don't think it is or you think it's not a big deal. Probably a lot more of your energy is going toward these things than you even realize. And this goes along with the next one that I want to talk about, which is resentment. And resentment is a clear indication that you do not have boundaries. If you find that you are feeling resentful of people in your life or things that you have to do, places you have to go, then that is a clear indication that you do not have boundaries, or you do not have the correct or necessary boundaries that you need to have in place. And that is going to cause resentment. And just having resentment itself is an energy leak. Whether you know it or not, whether you realize how much time of your day is being spent feeling resentment, thinking those things, feeling that way, your energy is going toward that and you're spending it feeling resentful. And resentment can also be, if you look at other people, whether you know them or not, people that are in your life or strangers on the street, and you're just constantly thinking to yourself, oh, that must be nice. Oh, it must be nice that they can go to lunch. It must be nice that she can go shopping and buy new shoes. It must be nice that that family can go on that vacation or go to Disney World. Or it must be nice that her life isn't as hard as mine, or that she still has her dad. Any of those like resentful thoughts that you have toward people you know, or even total complete strangers, just feeling that resentment and having those thoughts is taking up a lot of your energy. It is a complete waste of your energy to think those things and to feel that resentment. The people that you are resenting will probably never even know that you resent them. They will probably never even know that you feel that way. But you are spending probably more time than you even realize feeling resentful and bitter and jealous or angry toward those people or toward those things that you agreed to do or tasks that you have to complete. You're spending a lot of your time and energy just feeling resentful and having those thoughts toward those things. So again, like I said, resentment is a clear indication that you do not have the proper necessary boundaries that you need to have in place to protect your own energy. And having resentment in itself is a big energy suck because it really just brings you down and makes you feel worse and probably makes you feel tired and makes you feel like you don't have the ability to show up and deal with whatever you are dealing with right now. So putting some of those boundaries in place, starting small, don't answer the phone call, don't text back right away, say no when you really want to say no. Doing things out of obligation or guilt will only cause you to feel resentful. If someone asks you to do something and you really don't feel like you're capable or like you have the capacity to do it, but you say yes because you feel bad, you feel guilty, you feel obligated to help this person. Maybe they've helped you before in the past. So you say yes, but then when the day comes or the time comes or the person calls and you have to show up, you're going to be feeling like, oh, I really don't want to do this. I can't believe I agreed to this. I can't believe I answered the phone. Why am I letting this person vent to me again, on and on, like I don't have my own problems? You're going to be feeling all of that resentment toward those people and those things that you have to do. And just having that resentment is going to just bring you down. It's going to make you feel like shit, and it's going to just suck your energy and make you exhausted. And you might not even realize how much it is draining you of your energy. And the final thing that I want to talk about as an energy leak, a sneaky way that you are spending your energy, is on negative self-talk. And by that, I just mean like talking down to yourself, being mean to yourself, being, you know, kind of beating yourself up or just being a bully to yourself. we all have like so many thoughts throughout the day. I think there's something like 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day. And a lot of them are of us just having like this inner dialogue, like this running inner dialogue of just, I can't believe I did that. I'm so stupid. I'm so mean. I'm such a bad daughter. I'm a terrible wife. You know, I hate myself. I hate the way that I do this. Like just having this constant running inner dialogue of just mean things that you're saying to yourself. And sometimes I don't think we realize that we're even doing it because we're so used to that running inner dialogue going on and on and on. And we don't even realize like what it's saying to us, what we're saying to ourselves. But if you kind of become aware of that and just think about the thoughts that you're having, think about the things you're saying to yourself, it can really be a big energy leak just to have that running inner dialogue of negative crap that you're saying to yourself all day long. If someone was yelling at you that you're not doing good enough, that you're stupid, that you're a terrible person, you're a terrible daughter or a bad caregiver or whatever the case is, and you can't do this, you're not strong enough, you're not smart enough, you're never going to figure this out. I mean, that's not going to make you feel better. That's not going to make you feel like you can pull it together and get through this and figure it out. It's going to make you feel so much worse. And it's just going to make you feel defeated. Like, I can't do this. So just kind of take stock of your own thoughts that you're having throughout the day. And if you find that a lot of them are negative, if you find that they're things you would never say to someone you care about, if you find that they're making you feel worse instead of feeling better, try to change those thoughts. Try to think better things and be kinder to yourself. Show yourself grace and compassion. And once you start telling yourself, like, I can do this. No, I'm not dumb. I'm just new to this. I'm still figuring it out. I'll get the hang of it. I'm doing as much as I can, like, you know, feeling guilty, but I know that I'm doing my best. This is just really hard. Like, start being more positive and supportive of yourself and see how that affects your energy. See if it makes you feel better, if it makes you feel more like stronger, like you have the ability to get through this, you can figure it out and find a way. And just sort of tweaking some of those thoughts can really have a big impact on your energy. So those are four sneaky ways that we are spending our energy for energy leaks, if you will, and just some ways that you can start to become aware of those and plug the leaks and hopefully have more energy and more strength to get through whatever it is that you're going through. I hope this was helpful for you. If you are finding value in these episodes, if you like any of the things that I have shared here, and if it has helped you in any way, I would love if you could leave me a rating and review wherever you are listening to this podcast. It really does help for other people to find the show and to start listening so that they can get the same value that you are hopefully getting out of these episodes. I would also love if you would come follow me. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Life, Love, and Alzheimer's. I share a lot there as well. And again, thank you for being here. I hope this was helpful for you, and I look forward to chatting with you again next week.